Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoshite, and today I'm with Annette Spear, the owner of Spear Funeral Home here in Aledo, celebrating their 20th anniversary here coming up in July. Annette, congratulations. Wow, 20 years.
Yeah, thanks, John. I never thought when I looked at the calendar, it was already 20 years down the road.
Well, the first thing is, what made you decide then to open up and build this beautiful funeral home here in Aledo?
Well, 20 years ago, as many people might remember, there had been a fire at the downtown facility when Trimble's owned the funeral home, and they decided after a couple of years they did not want to rebuild, and so they offered me the opportunity to purchase the business. So I purchased the business and built, mainly because if I'd have stayed working in the cities, I wouldn't have been able to have a family like I did, or have the family time, I guess. And having the funeral home here in Aledo allowed me to go to the track meets and the cross country meets, the band festivals, and just be more involved with my family's life than if I would have built or stayed working for a funeral home in the cities.
Well, one thing we've seen in the industry is more and more people use cremation, and I think there's sometimes a lot of confusion about that.
Yeah, a lot of people think when you say cremation, that's all you can do. You have the cremation and that's it, you're done. Well, there's various options you can do with cremation. A lot of people, a lot of my families are using a traditional funeral prior to the cremation. We're having the person present. They rent a casket. We have a solid oak casket that we use, and we replace the interior every time that we use it. So we can have the person there for viewing and have the visitation in the funeral and then cremate later. And the family can take the cremains home, or we can bury them, whatever their wishes are, or you can have the cremation prior to any services. So there are options. You really need to come in and talk to the funeral director and find out exactly what you really want. There's so many options available.
Another thing that people are doing is pre-funding their funerals and along with that, pre-planning. So expound on that a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of people will come in and talk to me and about what they want for their funeral. And it kind of helps to get it ahead of time because you ask the questions when you're not in an emotional state. And you can come in at no cost and just ask all the questions you want. Even if you have life insurance, you can pre-plan your funeral. You can come in and write everything down. We put it in the file and hopefully don't need it for 10, 20 years. But some people, they need to pre-fund their funeral. Sometimes they just want to take care of it for their kids, or sometimes they need to spend down to go into the nursing home to help with finances and that. But when we pre-fund a funeral, there are items that can be guaranteed. The funeral home will guarantee the service and the merchandise costs. So if you put the money down for those two items, those items are guaranteed. The only items we can't guarantee for future costs are items that we have to pay out on a family's behalf, cash advance items like opening and closing the grave. But we can put those monies into an insurance policy or into an annuity. And I use a company called Homesteaders Life Company based out of Des Moines that only sells to funeral homes. And that way your money is taken care of and it goes into the insurance policy. And when the dividends build up, that helps pay for the rising cost of the funeral. And that's how you don't have to pay anymore.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Now, COVID caused funeral directors to become very creative. What are some of the things you took away from that?
Well, COVID made us think outside the box. When we were only allowed to have 10 people in the building, we could do drive-by funerals or outdoor funerals. We could do anything outside we pretty much that we wanted. So we did a lot of graveside services or, like I said, the drive-through funerals. We had outdoor funerals. And that's why we put our pergola up outside. And even though COVID's over, we've even still had a few services outside because the person was an outdoor person. And so we just set it up outside, weather depending. And we can still do that. But it gave us some ideas and different ways to personalize services a little bit more.
And people can even use the pergola for other than funeral uses.
Yeah, actually, the very first time we used the pergola was for my daughter's wedding last year. It's almost a year, June 26th, or June 25th. I said the wrong date. But we will... if somebody wants to use it for something else, just give me a call. If we're not using it for a funeral or a visitation, we can use it for something else. It's nice to use the funeral home for something other than funerals. It's nice to do something happy.
And finally, the big thing, if people have questions, you'd love for them to stop by and you can answer those for them.
Oh, yes. You want to ask the questions ahead of time. You don't want to be throwing a lot of questions at you when you're in the grieving process. So stop by, give me a call. If my car is here, I'm here. I'm usually here every day, except on the weekends, unless I have to be. Mm-hmm. But please come in. I even have a booklet we can give out to folks so you can answer the questions in your own home. Or just give me a call and set up an appointment, and I'd be happy to come out to the house and visit with you. I do that quite often.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations on your 20th anniversary, and we wish you many more.
Okay. Thanks, John.
That is Annette Spear, the owner of Spear Funeral Home, celebrating their 20th anniversary here in Aledo. And I want to thank her for joining us today on the Business Spotlight.